This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Man, I've never been more horny than when
I saw
her.
Well, when you start talking like that, yeah. It's very similar. I don't think my teacher wore the... Well, she wore the jeans that are probably... They were elastic, but they're not necessarily advertising that they're elastic.
Sure, like pregnancy pants.
Yes, but I don't know what's going on with someone's body, and I'm not body shaming. I really just don't know. When you've got that thing where the pants are a little high, and I can't tell, like, is what's right underneath her... waistline of her pants, is that part of her stomach that she's decided to try and tighten with her pants, or is it something that's not part of her stomach? I could never tell. And of course, as an eighth grader, me and my friends were always commenting on it, like, you know, what's going on there? Yeah. Your teacher, I don't think
my teacher,
she
wore those
good
khakis with the stretch waistband,
yeah,
and then like the polo golf shirt, you know, the short sleeve polo golf shirt,
yeah.
And then she tucked it in to those pants like real tight.
My teacher definitely
tucked
her shirts
in. So I was like, what? I feel like that's not a bad outfit for you, but I feel like we've put it together wrong. Not like you could look a lot better if
we figured
this out somehow.
That's what I thought about my teacher. It was like, because everything was tucked in.
Leave the shirt untucked, maybe. You know, I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to do there.
It kind of looked like...
something big and blousy, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you were like...
Exactly.
You know, I draw a picture of her big ass and make fun of her because she was always so mean to me, but...
But she wasn't huge, right?
No, she probably could have pulled it off.
Yes.
You know?
That's how my
but
teacher
just,
was.
You know, at some point gave up, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah. It's just, you know, every outfit looked kind of like a rubber band around a balloon or something. I'm like, why not? I'm with you. Have a blouse that's not tucked in. Why is everything tucked in?
Yeah.
What, you know, it's just not flattering. But, you know, I don't know. I'm sure
it'd
plenty
like
of people
me pulling my,
go, what are you doing?
I mean, you know, me pulling my pants up to my belly button and tucking my shirt in as far as you can.
Right. That's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And that's why I say I didn't
know. In the morning,
like,
you got to have a plan. You got to lock in, little bro. Let's go.
And somehow both of our teachers made the decision.
Yeah.
Like, I guess this part will go under my waistband. You know what I mean? My waistband will come to here instead. I don't know. I mean, Maybe they just didn't care, too. Maybe right. That's part of it. Maybe like
and we had another lady who was kind of her same size and proportionate and whatever, and she taught gym, maybe a little bit taller, but nobody ever said anything about her. She wore like Adidas track pants and like a big baggy, you know, Stevenson High School sweatshirt.
Looked
maybe a baseball
totally
cap.
Totally fine, right?
Yeah, the only other time I saw her and thought anything odd was when I walked into an all-ladies AA meeting. I didn't know it was all ladies. Oh. I sat down, and she was the chair.
Oh, but you were out of school by then.
Yeah, 10 years, probably.
Yeah, she probably didn't recognize you.
Well, I think she did.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, because I went in, and it was all women. I go, oh, damn, I'm sorry. Is this an all-ladies meeting? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And I turn around, they're like, no. Yeah. You need a meeting. Come and sit down.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I sat down, and I looked over. I'm sure she was like, not
him. Would have sent him away.
Not him.
Right.
But I didn't say anything. I didn't mean like, hey, how's school?
No, of course not. You know, wait until after the meeting and then be like, hey, so what's going on with school? Mm-hmm. You still a teacher? I didn't know you had such a drinking problem.
It's my time to share. I'm like, let me tell you about my high school.
Right. What led me to drink? I'll tell you what led me to drink.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
It's funny that...
Seemed like she was doing good.
We're talking about school because last night I was kind of up late texting my friend and we grew up together and he was talking about school and he was kind of opening up to me about junior high and about his bullies in junior high. And I knew that some of the same people that were after him were some of the people that were after me. But for me, it was pretty short-lived. And I think I've told you my bullying, you know, I'll call it that, but I had earned it. I'd run my mouth. I was being taught a lesson in the seventh grade. It didn't last too long. He was explaining to me like how much he hated those years of his life, because he said, man, I've never heard him talk like this. He was like, man, I was so scared all the time. And he was talking about how it ended because eventually a friend just went and told a friend who wasn't involved in any of this went and told a principal, and the principal then contacted everyone that's involved and the kids just stopped bullying.
Huh.
And my friend's like, you know, I never would have told. But right. If I'd known that would have been the... I can't believe that they stopped just because... Because as a seventh grader, you think the eighth graders are adults and you're a child, right? Yeah,
you just get your ass kicked by them. There was a kid when I was in the seventh grade, he was in the eighth grade. His name was Tico.
That sounds like a guy that could kick your ass.
Yeah, and he wanted to kick my ass. And he was like, I'm going to fight you after school, whatever. I'm like, whatever. Let's do it. I had my ass kicked before, so I was like, I'll try out for size.
How far
into
school you're like, this is early in the year?
Yeah, first 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like, all right. So we're supposed to meet after school, but this like the toughest kid in school comes walking out. His name was Patton, was his last name. And he had an older brother, and they used to like, people knew him. Like, you know, they would go down in the city and get in fights and stuff. And you know,
right, that's another level.
Go to juvie. Yeah. It was all this other stuff. So I'm like, oh, God, he's probably friends with this guy.
Can't stand it.
And then this guy stood in front of me and said, I've never really talked to him. He said, if you're going to fight him, you got to fight me. Which I was like, God, this has gotten out of control because I should have just got my ass kicked because now he's going to get mad at me for some reason in like weeks to come, right?
Yep.
Like, now I've just got this cloud of ass kicking coming my way.
Ass kicking politics.
Right. And I don't know, why did he do that?
Yeah.
You know, but to tell you the truth, and the Tico kid was like, oh man, screw you. And then the kid never talked to me again.
Oh, there you go.
Like, all right, I guess maybe you thought it was somebody else.
Right. You never know. You don't have time to ask those questions.
Well, maybe he just wanted to fight that other kid. I have no idea. Nothing.
That's what happened to me. A kid stood up for me that I didn't know that well. It was just a really big kid in our grade. He got held back a year.
But
he was also already a really tall kid. I mean, he's a tall guy now. And he saw, you know, that something was going on. Didn't know me very well, but stepped in. Sounds a lot like what you're saying, you know. And I was thinking the same thing. Like, don't. I appreciate it, but don't. You know, don't bring more attention.
I don't
want to
owe you anything.
Exactly. I don't want to owe you. Yeah. I don't want them now saying, oh, now you got your friends ganging up on me.
It feels like De Niro in a Bronx Tale. Yeah. Like, we're not getting involved with you, man.
Yep.
We're going to mind our own business. We ain't got anything against you, but I do not want to get involved.
I know
with you.
I respect you. I appreciate you. That's fine.
Exactly.
Yes, but we're just not involved. That's it. That's it.
That's how I felt with them. Like, I don't want to know your brother.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to your guys' keggers in the forest and the bonfires. Like, I don't want to do any of it.
Yep. Nope. I'll just stay out of it.
But this leads to my demise. I can see that mile away.
You can already tell. You learn those things quickly when you when you're getting out of grammar school or elementary school. It all changes so quickly. And the other thing is, and I know you and I've talked about this, but you worry because you're a parent now. We know that when we were kids, if something was going on at school and our parents asked, how's everything at school? We said, good. Yeah. If they said, is anybody bothering you? No. Like, if word did get back somehow to somebody, I was like, no, I'm totally fine. I didn't ever want my parents to think that I was in any way being picked on or bullied or that someone wanted to kick my ass.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and it's weird that that's the reason why, that you're embarrassed. Like, these are your parents, but you're embarrassed because you feel like you've, and I don't know if it's the same for women or not, but you feel like you've let them down because now they've got the kid who's getting picked on. They've got the kid
and it's embarrassing because you are getting picked on.
Right.
So you're like, I got to go tell these people that I'm getting picked on. It's like, it's embarrassing to get picked on.
It's like, I never wanted
and
to be
the embarrassment
kid.
Of being picked on is worse than the actual being picked on.
Yeah.
Right? That's
absolutely.
Like, oh, no, it's now I got to tell, you know.
Like you say, you'd rather get punched every day.
Yeah.
Than just live with that embarrassment.
Then go tell your parents, like, I'm getting picked on, or go tell the principal or whatever. I mean, you should if you're getting picked on. Don't
That's
be embarrassed.
It. You
it's
absolutely
not your fault.
Should.
But I don't know why the body reacts like that. Some sort of evolutional thing.
Yeah.
Where we're like, why should I be? This kid's an asshole and punches me every day.
Right.
And I'm the one who's embarrassed. I don't get it, but.
And when you're a younger kid, you would tell someone. It's common for parents to, you know, hey, that kid did this or whatever, and then it ends. Because you know those kids are going
to
be
in junior high. You know what it is because everybody wants to be cool.
Of course.
And as we get older, we realize that everyone thinks they're cool. So, but there is a time in your life where you cannot just be like, oh, I'm cool and my friends are cool. You can't because people are telling you you're not.
Yep.
And not only that, they're telling it to you all the time.
You can't deny it.
So your parents, even though they may have gone through getting bullied or whatever, or being a bully, whatever it was, they went through high school. They understand it. They think they're cool now.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one thinks they're a dork. And if they say, oh, I'm a dork, they think about it in a way like dorks are cool.
It's an endearing thing.
Exactly.
It just means I'm smarter than these
exactly.
people.
So everybody's cool, and they think they're cool, and there's this small space and time in our lives where people literally decide whether you're cool or not, and it ain't you.
Yep.
So if you don't get to be the cool kid, then you got to tell everybody else who is cool that you're not cool.
Just how uncool.
And that's
you
embarrassing.
Are. It's really embarrassing.
But what you need to know is that your parents aren't cool.
Your parents
and
aren't
the friends
cool.
aren't cool.
But I will say this. I think you also have this feeling like, yeah, my parents went through high school, but it was in no way the same. Things are so different now. They are different, but they're not as different as you think. They're not as different.
Mm-mm,
I say
not.
This as if a bunch of junior high kids are listening to us right now. But, you know, I think we can all look back and think about our time in junior high and go, yeah. If
it's
only
not
I'd
that
known,
different. I actually think, if anything, it's better than when I grew up.
Really? Why is that?
I just think kids are nicer.
Oh, because
I'm being
like
honest.
The whole, it's like the 21 Jump Street when they went back to school and they were bullying and
like,
hey, man, don't be mean, like that sort of thing.
I feel like kids are nicer now. I could be wrong, and there could be kids out there like, no. And maybe if my kid was listening, he's like, I get my ass kicked every day.
Right.
But feels to me like they're nicer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, these seem like nice kids.
I mean, that would make sense. I guess people are somewhat nicer, right? The people say
they're
fewer
so divided,
hurtful things.
But I feel like the younger end of that, like, all right, people are going to get mad, but like the real right-wing crazy Facebook people who are mean, like real mean, I don't think those people exist under 18 years old.
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
I think they're all older.
Know?
Exactly. You just look at something, just since it's still June.
Not that there's not mean kids in school.
And how far we've
people.
Come.
Right. But,
you know, that's an example of look at how much nicer people have gotten, how much more understanding people have gotten. Our
and even if I'm sure there are bullies and mean kids and all that stuff, but it feels like it might be a little bit more easier to find your people.
Yeah.
How about that? It's easier to find your people than it is like, you know, I think when I was in high school, it was like, there's the people. If you're not in the people, then you're alone.
Yep. That's it.
Nobody else wants to band with the other people.
That's it. You take
now I feel like there's like
get.
People. They're like, yeah, those are my people. Like, okay.
It's good to have people.
Yeah, right?
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Summer blockbusters.
Yeah,
your favorites.
Favorite summer blockbuster. Now, real quick.
I think like they did the like Iron Man, Spider-Man. Those all feel like big summer. I don't know if they came out in the summer. You could tell if you told me they came out at Christmas, I'd be like, okay.
That's my thing. I don't know
sure. But those feel like summer blockbusters to me.
Well, I have two lists here. One is IMDb, and they actually have every summer blockbuster. Jaws is considered the first summer blockbuster that came out
Jaws.
In 1975. So IMDb has a list of the biggest summer movie of each year, starting in 1975. But then the actual bracket this week was a thing done by NBC or the Today Show, and it's just your favorite summer blockbusters. But here are the summer blockbusters from IMDb first. You have Jaws in 1975. 1976 was The Omen.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty crazy, right? Then you have Star Wars, A New Hope is 1977. Grease, 1978.
Okay.
Alien, 1979. Now, I don't know. My brothers talk about Alien and what a giant deal that was. I don't know if Bill Durham is on here. Alien was 79. Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back is 1980. 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, those make sense.
82, E.T. 83, Return of the Jedi.
Just all Star Wars.
I know.
Spielberg, like three in a row.
84, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Four in a row.
Well, Spielberg's not Star Wars. That's George Lucas.
Yeah, but didn't he help him with it?
He might have had something to do with it.
Yeah,
sure.
I
don't know. But certainly they helped one another out on... I think Indiana Jones, right?
For sure, yeah.
And maybe there was something else after that. Romance
in the
Stone.
Something to do with Star Wars, for sure.
Back to the Future is 1985. Now, we're just now, these are still movies that were before my time of being able to go see them in theaters. So a lot of these are, I would have definitely not known when they came out because I didn't go see them in theaters. Top Gun, 1986. 1987, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Okay.
1988, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Boom, I saw that in theaters, and I remember going to see it in theaters. So there's one that I remember. Now, I know
did
that
get you horny?
I saw E.T. when I was an infant, but my mom says there's no way I remember
it. Was a rabbit? Did you horny?
Jessica Rabbit. She wasn't a rabbit, but yeah.
She wasn't a rabbit?
No, she was just married to Roger Rabbit. Mm. So she took his last name. Mm. She's old-fashioned like that. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? I was just going to ask. I could see that being one that you've never seen. That was 1988. 89, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. That's the one with Sean Connery. I don't do very good Sean Connery. I just figured that out. Number 1990, Ghost. Remember how big a deal Ghost was? And that was a total chick flick, but that movie was massive. And I remember watching it on a home video because my mom, I assume, liked it. She rented it.
She likes
it. And I remember being scared.
Together now.
Yeah. I thought those little demons were scary.
I'm like,
have you ever seen Ghost?
Never.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured.
Never.
Terminator 2, 1981. I saw that in theaters.
I've never seen that either.
That was the first R-rated
movie.
Actually,
go through these movies real quick. I'll tell you, I bet you
I
haven't seen most of them.
Okay, T2 is 91.
Never saw it.
Lethal Weapon 3?
Probably not 3.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah, I've seen
those. You've seen that. The Lion King?
No, not really.
Okay, Die Hard with a Vengeance is 95. That's our favorite Die Hard, Snow Cone. The best of the bunch. Independence Day is 96.
There you go.
Jurassic Park, The Lost World, 97. You seen that one?
I think I've seen most of Jurassic Park. They seem like one stupid movie to me, but
okay,
I think I've seen them all.
All the new ones, I can't keep straight.
I'd be like, maybe.
The new ones definitely all seem like one stupid movie to me. Snow Cone and I went and saw one in theaters, and he doesn't remember it. I'm like, dude, we went and saw it.
Oh, I know I saw it, but
yeah.
I just remember being with you in
Armageddon? I've never seen Armageddon. 1998, Bruce Willis.
I get confused with Con Air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's around that same time frame. Con Air, I would think, would have been a big... Maybe it came out at Christmas, but that had to be a big summer. It was
like
a blockbuster,
a lot of stars
for
in
sure.
It, right?
Absolutely.
That's where they're all criminals
Nick
and they're
Cage,
flying them.
Yeah, yeah. John Malkovich and the firefighter. Star Wars Episode One, the first prequel, that was 99.
Steve Buscemi? Which one's
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
Is that Connor?
Connor.
Okay.
Connor, yeah.
Yep, see.
2000, Mission Impossible 2. I've never seen the Mission Impossible movies.
Me neither.
Shrek, 2001. I saw that in theaters with my high school girlfriend. 2002, Spider-Man. I saw that in theaters as well. And you mentioned Spider-Man earlier.
That felt like a big summer blockbuster.
Yeah, it did. Finding Nemo, Shrek 2, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. I saw that at a midnight screen. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Do you guys say Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Okay. That was 2006, 2007.
Because if you go to Disney World, that's what they call it, right?
I don't know.
They don't call it Pirates of the Caribbean. I think it's
Caribbean,
Pirates of the Caribbean,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But
in Disney World, I think they say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
I don't know.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
What do you say, Snuggle? You're from here.
I say Caribbean.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End was 2007, so Pirates had back-to-back years there. 2008, The Dark Knight. I saw that in theaters. I saw a midnight screening of that. We lived in Seattle when that came out. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Never seen it. Toy Story 3. Harry Potter again in 2011. The Avengers in 2012. I'm sure you've seen that.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3, 2013.
Yeah.
Transformers Age of Extinction. Jurassic World. That's the one we went and saw, Snow Cone. Jurassic World. I think that was the first of the relaunch. Captain America Civil War, 2016.
That's a good one.
Despicable Me 3.
I like those.
I've never seen those. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Maybe that's one we saw. I don't know. 2018. 2019, The Lion King. Again.
I never saw it.
The Top Gun Maverick 2022. We all saw that one.
Yep.
Why does it skip? Oh, because we had COVID. It's just skipping. It goes from 2019 to 2022. 2023, Barbie was the summer blockbuster, which I know it was just last year, but It's kind of crazy. I forgot. I mean, that movie was massive. And then this summer so far, they've got it listed as Inside Out 2. So Inside Out 2 must be the best performing.
Bob saw it last night.
He did? Did he like it?
Yeah, he loved it.
What was it?
Inside Out 2.
Oh, where do you see it?
He went to see it in theaters and picked.
I love it.
It must be the top
one. I love Inside Out.
Yeah. I love the first one.
I'm a big fan of that.
And we use that as there'll be things that we'll be doing. It's become a part of our vernacular, me and my family, in the sense, like, we'll be doing something, and one of us will look at the other one, just and not even think about where it comes to the movie, but, like, ooh, core memory right there, man.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, you're like, okay, this is great.
I've heard people say they bring it up in therapy.
It's like my favorite. It's probably my favorite Pixar movie.
I think it's my favorite, yeah, without
a
doubt.
It's so good. I can't wait to see it.
It's just well-written and smart.
Well, it looks like the new one's already made.
I don't know. Did he love the second one?
He said he loved it, yeah.
Okay.
It looks like people love it. And I don't know how old this is, but it says it's made $835 million already. So now the bracket that they did this week.
What's out? Maybe we could go tomorrow.
There you go. There's something
to do. That's a good idea.
Now you got to vote.
Me and you could go tomorrow.
This was the voting they did, okay? Starting Monday, and they just finished a little while ago. Top Gun versus Speed. Now, I didn't see Speed on that IMDb list, but not all of these are crossovers. So Top Gun or Speed, which one do you guys choose? I go Speed.
I'll go Speed.
What?
Top Gun or Speed, which one do you like better?
Top Gun.
Okay. To be fair, I've never seen Top Gun, so.
Well, then you can't vote on that. Ghostbusters or E.T.? I go Ghostbusters on that. I never liked E.T.
Ghostbusters sucks.
I never liked E.T.
E.T.'s a good movie. What's wrong with it?
I don't know. It always kind of, I don't know. Maybe, I really don't know. I've
just
tried watching it a couple
like
times. Maybe. It's kind of depressing to me. I don't know. I don't like it. Jaws versus,
man,
I need to try watching
like
it again.
Like high school bullying. It made me feel good.
Yeah, yeah. Get it out of your system.
Hell, fire in my chest.
It's therapeutic.
Like, we're alive.
Yeah, man.
You say he looked like
the alien from E.T. Hell yeah. Callback, 1982.
Punch him.
Boom.
Punch him.
I should watch it again. I do look like him. Jaws or Jurassic Park? What do you choose?
Jaws.
Right. Avengers or The Dark Knight? I've never seen The Avengers, but I like The
Dark
Knight.
What's Dark Knight?
Dark Knight is the second one. That's the one with the Joker, right?
Yeah.
Yep. That's the best of the three, probably.
By far the best.
Yeah, because the new one's the Batman, I like.
That's
tough. Avengers what?
It just says The Avengers. So it must have just, was there just an Avengers movie from that list?
I'm going to go The Dark Knight on that one.
I would too, but Avengers 1. So then it became Avengers or Jaws. I still go Jaws. E.T. or Top Gun?
E.T.
Okay. Well, Top Gun ended up winning.
Oh, I mean, I could see how it does.
Yeah. Now, on the other side of the bracket, it's Forrest Gump versus Raiders of the Lost Ark. Forrest Gump because I was never an Indiana Jones fan, but I know everybody was. I got nothing against him, but he lost that one. Forrest Gump lost that one. Indiana Jones won.
Oh, really?
Star Wars versus Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Star Wars won that one. The Animal House versus Barbie. I thought it was interesting to put those two together for summer blockbusters. I guess they're both comedies, right?
I'm guessing Barbie crushed it, but I go Animal House.
Animal House
won. Oh, good.
Animal House won. Back to the Future or Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I knew you'd choose that. I choose Back to the Future. Back to the Future versus Animal House. You're choosing Animal House, I assume.
Yeah.
But Back to the Future did win that. And then Star Wars or Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Who cares?
Which one do you think won that?
I don't know.
Star Wars. So the final four were Jaws, Top
I know people
Gun.
Star Wars is an easy end, but people love Raiders of the Lost Ark.
They love
they
it.
Love
oh,
it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Jaws, Top Gun, Star Wars, and Back to the Future were the final four. So Jaws versus Top Gun, who do you think won that one?
Top Gun.
Jaws won that
wow.
one.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Star Wars versus Back to the Future, who do you think won that one?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future did win that. So the final two were Jaws and Back to the Future.
And Jaws wins.
And out of all those, I would have picked Back to the Future, but again,
Jaws.
I didn't see a lot of those in theaters, but Back to the Future is one of my favorite movies. It's one of the most rewatchable movies. I love that movie. But I love Jaws, too.
Jaws is great.
Jaws has aged so well. Yeah, the shark is a little at times, but it's just such a good movie.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
crazy. You can turn it on now, mm-hmm. and if you really watch it from beginning to end, and of course, I'm not old enough to really be able to put it in perspective, but I can go back and look at other movies that were coming out around that time and know that Jaws was a whole other.
But think about even like, and maybe kids wouldn't know it, maybe they would, but my kids do because I made them watch Jaws. But, you know, when you think about just, I mean, if I just go.
That's just it. It's
like everybody knows. Like, oh,
her getting just dipped in the water, that quick little hoop where she.
Like when you're swimming, you hear kids like.
Of course.
Like it's still the shark.
Don't they say that it was responsible for a lot of, they estimate how many millions of sharks have been killed because people didn't like sharks after seeing Jaws? I don't know if any of that's true or not.
Good.
But that it was bad publicity for sharks.
Yeah. Well, so, maybe if they weren't such dicks all the time.
Jaws versus Back to the Future. Jaws won easily. It's kind of crazy. The first big summer blockbuster. I guess, you know, at least according to this poll, still people's favorite. Out of all of those, what would be your favorite? You know, from the beginning of the bracket to the end.
Oh, I don't know. But I do like Jaws a lot, so I'll just stick with that. But,
yeah.
I mean, going back to the list. Spider-Man,
I'm surprised
maybe.
Top Gun beat...
I like Spider-Man quite a bit.
I really like Speed, and Speed didn't even make it out of the first round. But that is a movie that I went and saw with my dad as soon as it came out. I didn't really know what it was about, and I was blown away by it. You know, it was for an action movie. It was so good. Did you like it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I like Speed. Speed 2.
I've never seen Speed 2. Cruise Control.
You should watch the
boat one. I know people talk about it often as being one of these like kind of classic flops.
Yeah.
I'm curious, but I've never seen it.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doom scroll.
We're doom scrolling, man. So last night, Snowcone started reading an old book about JonBenet Ramsey, and he was talking about her at work.
About JonBenet.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when he's listening to one of those audiobooks, sometimes he can get me hooked. And then I was like, I haven't watched any of those documentaries
I've seen like 40 of them.
I know, me too. But I didn't see one in a while. So I found a newer one last night. I watched that. People kept texting that there was a debate going on. I was putting my hands over my ears. I don't want to know about the debate. And I started to tell people, like, I don't need updates on the debate. I'm sure, you know, I can see the clips here once I'm done with my JonBenet to get in a better headspace. But everyone was texting me talking about how this is not going well. This is not going well. This is not going well.
Spin aside, this isn't, as we said before, it isn't the performance that the Biden team hoped they would get. They wanted this debate. They wanted to put to rest these issues about the president's age and ability and competence. And that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. And remember the timing of this debate. They were hoping they could get people to tune in early. This was the earliest debate we've seen in modern American history. Biden was trailing in the polls within the margin of error heading into this debate. And so they wanted to put those concerns to rest. Instead, we got widespread panic among Democrats overnight. One texting me saying this is a disaster. Another saying this is hard to watch. Yet another saying this race is effectively over.
Okay. Okay, so I hear you didn't go that well, but you know what? It's June, and I'm not ready to start getting involved in politics yet. I told you I was taking a break from all this. It's too early.
I did turn it on for a little bit, and I was like, man.
I don't know why he did it. I mean, just seeing him in the last few months,
he looked old and bad. I mean, the words that he said weren't horrible. It was just trying to
get him out?
Right. Well, and I also give him a break for that with the stuttering problem, but it was like, just weak and staring off into space. And I know, like, the campaign should fix that. Like, whoever's doing that, like, he's not really staring off into space, but there's no way to argue that. He's looking at someone.
Yeah, they've been dealing with this for a while.
Right.
He looks at people off camera and stuff.
Right, and now it looks like, and the older he gets, it looks like he's not even there.
Yeah. Yeah. I waited for the Jon Stewart thing afterwards. Did you watch that, Snowcone? The debate? I guess you didn't because you were working on... But so you didn't see any of the Jon Stewart stuff yet?
No.
I'll send you the link. I think Poncho sent it to me, too. But I just kind of waited for that. I was like, all right, we'll get a... I'm ready now. But I'd already been getting texts. I mean, family member who's been a lifelong Republican until Trump. And now it seems as like... as scared of Trump as I've ever seen this person scared. I mean, you know, again, lifelong Republican, but just absolutely... fears Trump and was texting saying this is going terribly. I'm like, I don't need to hear this from you guys. Right. I'm not watching it. I chose not to watch it until later. I'll see the highlights. I can't sit and watch this live. I just don't. I don't have the heart for it. But yeah, it didn't take long before. And Brooke was sitting there next to me, of course. She's like, my mom just texted, my dad just texted. I'm like, yeah, I know. Okay, let's just put the phones on mute. We got to watch this JonBenet stuff. But good news for Snowcone, because his favorite story...
They found JonBenet.
I think they found her a long time ago. They set a date for Snowcone's big trial.
They did.
Because remember, Snowcone
didn't... When he goes to those warrants for the licensing?
Out. Yeah, he had all those warrants out for his arrest and everything. And they finally set a date. Listen to that fake laugh that he does. He's like, I'm talking about it, please. But they finally set a date. So
more than a year and a half since four University of Idaho students were fatally stabbed in their off-campus home, a date has now been set for the murder trial of suspect Brian Koberger. Attorneys on both sides saying they'll be ready to go to trial on June 2nd, 2025.
It makes sense that we do the trial in the summertime.
I think it's reasonable to go ahead and pick the June of 2025 as a trial date.
After that, I saw the judge was saying, like, we're getting to the point where I feel like he's basically saying, I feel like we've been wasting a lot of time. We're not making any progress now, so let's just go ahead and get this date set. I don't follow it nearly as closely as Snowcone, but it seems like we've been in this sort of state of limbo
closely.
For a while.
Lazo's tired of him getting railroaded.
Lazo's basically starting his own Lazo project, Innocence Project over here, wants to help Koberger out.
Yeah.
Thinks he's been
he's
a victim of tunnel vision. He's been railroaded, and the real killer is out there.
The cops made a ton of mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. DNA, issues with the DNA and all that stuff. So now Snowcone thinks he's guilty.
I do.
Very, very, very guilty. Got his, mind set already. They're not going to change his mind. I don't think anything could happen in that trial at this point that would change his mind.
No, I'm open to,
You say you are. Everyone says they are. Everyone says they are.
I'm not.
But they're not, actually.
He's innocent.
I'm in the middle here. I'm interested in what you two guys. We got the Koberger defense over here.
He's guilty.
We got the prosecution to my right, and I just like watching the whole thing go down. But I guess I have to wait a year now for
the actual
trial.
Did they ever really, honestly? Did they find blood in his car?
We don't know yet.
We don't know if they did.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of trials, I think the Karen Reed jurors decided they couldn't decide anything still. So that's still going on. They're deadlocked. So I'm guessing that's going to be a mistrial. I mean, I don't know for sure how long. You hear these stories where the judges say, "Go back, try really hard," because they don't want to do a trial over again. But they've been doing this for a few days now, and they say they're deadlocked. So I would think that maybe Karen Reed's trial is going to be a mistrial. I know, Lazo, you've talked about when there's a mistrial, you hate that the person has to go back and do this all over again.
There shouldn't be.
The prosecution didn't make their case.
To me, if there's a mistrial, then that's reasonable doubt.
Right, because you had the mistrial, it's over.
Right, you had it.
I get your argument, and I see it. I see
and
it
they say,
both
like,
ways.
You can't be charged twice. Well, I was.
Yeah.
I went to court once for this thing, and you guys couldn't put me away for whatever reason. Well, you're not supposed to be able to try me again for it. Well, I don't understand how they do it. It really makes no sense to me. And I'm not a lawyer, obviously.
I saw one that
was... And I don't even watch Law & Order very often, so I don't know.
Right.
Like, I'm not as educated as plenty of people, but it seems like that's charging me twice. And they're like, no, we're only charging you once, but we're taking you back to court for it. I'm like, wait, how does that work?
Yeah. Well, I saw one that I thought...
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Would have made you really mad... Because there was this old case, this was on, I think, 48 Hours this weekend, there was this kid who got killed in the 60s, and it's just been this cold case for years. They've been trying to figure it out. Somebody finally came forward. One guy comes forward.
It?
No, says he was there with the two guys.
He was there,
and they're going to give him immunity because he's telling a story, right? They don't have much evidence. So he says, these two guys, they picked me up that night. We went out. We got this kid. We tied him up. They were just supposed to tie him up and scare him, but they ended up leaving him tied up too long. He died, and we left. So they take these guys to trial, Lazo. Now, it's the same prosecution. Like, okay, these two guys that we're going to take trial, we're going to give them separate trials. So they go to trial with the first guy. The jury says, not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So the prosecution's like, okay, damn. They take the second guy to trial. They've now learned from some of their mistakes from the first trial and what to tell their one witness, the witness that they need. Everything hinges on this one witness's testimony, and he had a tough time during cross-examination that first trial. So they work with them so that he'll do a little better the second time around. Second guy is guilty. So now you got two guys charged with the same crime. One's going to prison for the rest of his life, and the other one goes home.
Are they saying the other guy wasn't there?
No, they're just saying in his trial, they said the exact same thing. Hey, these two guys went and murdered this kid. Do you think... These people are guilty, but they're being tried individually. So the first jury said, nope, not guilty. Reasonable doubt. Second jury said, guilty.
So to me, the first jury would be reasonable doubt.
That's my thing.
Like, I feel like I could be able to tell the other jury, like, hey, another jury listened to this?
and
they said,
not guilty.
So even if you're thinking he's guilty, I do want to let you know that 12 other people were like, not enough.
They
so
agreed.
To me,
it wasn't even a mistrial. They just said, not guilty.
So to me... That should at least give you a little bit of
reasonable doubt.
Right.
And I just thought, man, and this guy might be guilty as hell. I don't know.
I know, but
he didn't seem like a nice guy or anything. But I just thought, man, do you take that to like the state Supreme Court? I can't imagine. You get tried for the same crime. Lazo and I go to court and they're like, we're going to try you separately. And the first person, I guess that means you want to go first because the prosecution has a better chance of screwing up the first time around.
That's what Trump did.
Oh, really?
So I read this thing that Trump wanted some of the people who went to court and said, I'll go to court early.
Yeah.
His lawyers wanted them to do that so that they could look at, so they could hear what they have.
Right. Okay.
So, hey, how did they attack this question? How did they do this? What did the guy do? How did he do it? And so I read that and they said that is a very common thing, like, for say mob bosses, we're going to charge 80 of you. All right, well, we're not guilty, but this one will go to court.
Yeah.
right? Yeah. Like, I want to go to court now.
Yeah. So I guess if we both got charged with a crime and they were going to do it separately.
You want somebody else to go. You go want first? Somebody to go first because, like you said.
Prosecution's got to figure out where their weaknesses are.
Right. And the defense then.
Knows what you have.
We know what you
so
got.
So it's really, you don't know. It just depends on who's got the weaker case. So it might be better to go first. Might be
Which
much
is the
worse
the opposite
to go first.
Of what you're saying. So they're saying you want to go last.
Yeah.
So you can hear all the stuff and then get people working on discrediting everything you have.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. I would say more likely.
And then
that
a lot of times they'll say, like, at least it was this thing that I was reading, and they were saying that. The other thing is, like, with the mafia bosses. So they would send a guy in, he'd plead guilty or whatever for what all the charges were, and then when he testified against them, you could use that. He's a convicted criminal.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, but he was convicted. No, we don't want to hear about what he was convicted for.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
He's a convicted criminal. You're going to take his word?
Yep. I get that. I mean, it makes sense.
He just admitted to killing people. He's a bad person.
I couldn't think of...
It's a smart strategy, but...
Yeah, it makes sense. I could not think of another example where I've heard a story like that where two people get tried with the same prosecution and the same witness. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's the exact same trial. The first time it didn't work for the prosecution. The second time it did because they were able to iron out a few of those wrinkles. And the guy who went to prison... I mean, look, it's going to prison the rest of your life. It's not much worse than that anyway. But knowing that the other person was charged with the exact same crime and prosecuted by the exact same two prosecutors...
I know he did it with you.
Yeah, went home. And you're like, God damn it.
He
I should have gone first.
You, like, hey.
Yeah, and maybe I wonder if he had these conversations with his defense team, like, should we go first or second? I wonder if his defense team's like, let the other guy go first, man. We got to see what they got. Like,
yeah,
what you're saying.
He didn't want to go to prison.
Right, but then, yeah, exactly. At least it delays that a little bit. Let this other guy's trial go.
They had a scene in that Mayor of Kingstown that I watched, and I was like, man... It's like, you know, the Russians and the Mexicans and the Crips, and they're on there. And one guy's got to get rid of him, right? He was in charge, but now he's not. And he's in the glass room talking to his daughter. And he's like, I'm going to get out of here soon. Everything's going to be fine. And the other guy walks in while he's in there and plastic bags him. Well, the daughter's screaming, banging on the glass, and he's killing her dad in front of him.
Yeah.
Obviously, they paid the guards off, and everybody's like, yeah, I didn't see anything. He plastic bags him in front of her daughter.
The crappy thing is that that's believable.
Right, when you're watching
that's
it, I mean,
believable.
I'd never heard of that before, but I'm like, oh, it could happen.
Of course, it's believable. Mm-hmm. You hear plenty of stories of corruptions with guards
of
and
course.
All that stuff. And it's all, you know.
Well, I know they have
that.
I know they do it, you know.
Oh, yeah. I hear stories of them getting in trouble.
I mean, even when I was in there for the little bit of time that I was in, the guy who ran my little area was this Cuban drug dealer guy from Miami. And, like, one guy came in and threw his stuff on the bed. Like, everybody was cool in this little area.
Yeah.
One guy comes in, and they put him in there. He throws his stuff on the bed, and it's filled with all stuff from the canteen. And he's like, you know, anybody touches my stuff, I'll effing kill him. Anybody jumps in my bed, I'll effing kill him. You stay, like, he gets, you know, real aggressive. And this little Cuban guy's like, just looks at him. Guy goes out to watch TV. Literally 15 minutes later, a guard comes in and goes, hey, man, you've been moved.
Wow.
So I'm guessing the guy's like, hey, man, you want me to control this place so we're not fighting?
Yeah.
Get that dude out of here.
Yeah.
You know, the people who were in it were two Japanese Yakuza guys.
Yeah.
They just sat on the floor and played some game together. And when the Cuban guy said something, they kind of looked at him and they're like, I don't speak
English. Is that still around?
I don't know.
Remember that was
I didn't even know they were the Yakuza. Somebody told me, I was like, who's that? They're like, the Yakuza.
That was a name you used to hear. Yeah. And the Oriental Posse or Oriental, which I think is kind of offensive, but I think it was their name. So I don't know.
And then it was like, you know, four or five of those Cuban guys that must have been together.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, like, six white guys who just got in fights. That's all that he wants. That's who stayed in there. And we were all like, yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Well, we were talking at the top of the show about public school and junior high and how scary that is. Well, prison's worse.
Yep.
I mean, it's another government-run institution, but it's a little different. You can't go tell on the principal and say, hey, this guy's being mean to me.
I was so scared because he was cool and everything was fine. We just watched baseball together. We talked baseball. That was it.
Yeah.
Nobody effed with me because he was in charge of that area, but he would complain that I snored too loud.
Ah.
I'm like, man, he's going to get me moved. I try to sleep with my face.
Sleep face down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what I started doing was just sleeping during the day.
Good idea.
Because he didn't care if I was snoring during the day. Then at night, I just kind of lay there and read.
Right.
Because I didn't want, like, the worst thing that happens, I wake that dude up, and he's like, look, man, I like you, but you snore too much. You got to go.
Exactly.
Like, no!
Get in the canteen looking for, like, a mouth guard or something to help you.
Yeah.
Sleeping during the day is a good strategy.
Yep. I was just like, I'm going to sleep all day long.
Oh, man, prison. I
just read my Pete Rose book at night.
Did you watch that thing? I don't remember what it was. It was something recent. Does the FBI investigate prisons? Are they in charge of making sure they're not corrupt?
I guess federal prisons.
Yeah, I think it might have been one of those FBI shows, but there was a prison in Baltimore, and they were talking about how it was so corrupt, they ended up shutting it down. Did you see that? It's just crazy. You get, like, the guy in prison, he's got the cell phone, he's the leader, right? And then he's paying off all these guards, and these guards are making nothing. They live in total poverty, and so these guys in prison will actually pay them and help them pay their rent. The guards who got busted are talking like, I couldn't pay my rent without getting paid off by these guys. It's like, what are we doing?
Right.
What are we doing? We got $60 billion airplanes that don't fly, which I don't care. Build the airplanes, but do the other stuff.
Honest to God, I would come out of my little area, you know, my, I guess, bedroom or whatever.
Yeah.
I would come out of this area, barracks or whatever, and go into the main area during the day, and it would just be like two guys and two guards playing spades.
Right.
They're in there playing with them. Like, you're going to be in here one way or the other.
Right.
Now you can either be in charge or sit over here with us. But either way, we're playing spades.
These are all jobs that seem like, and I hate to compare teachers to prison guards, but I will, because they're both underpaid. These are all jobs, government jobs, where I think, hey, you know what would make a lot of sense is to pay these people more.
Yeah.
Pay teachers more, pay prison guards more. There's a lot of because with the prison guards, it all comes down to this corruption. And, if someone's saying, hey, I'll give you $1,000 a month, you can't turn that down.
No.
If you're making, $600 a month take home.
There's no way
you can turn that down. So, of course, you're going to get corruption.
Right. And if they want to do something really bad, like,
hurt someone on the outside.
Plastic bag a guy while he's talking to his daughter. That,
the guards
five,
let
six
it go.
Grand.
Exactly.
10 grand. I'll walk away the other way.
Yeah.
I didn't see you go in there.
The moral here is don't go to prison.
No, don't.
Do not.
The Church of Laszlo.
Hello.
Hi there. So, big news. Uvalde, we remember the terrible incident at the Uvalde school, the shooting. We've all seen the videos. We've talked about it quite a bit since it happened. The police took what seemed like way too long to intervene, and it certainly seemed like they could have saved some lives if they hadn't stood around for so long. And people down there, and I guess across the country, have been demanding justice of some sort over this. So the Uvalde School District police chief has been arrested and put in jail.
Oh, really?
And there's a picture of him in an orange jumpsuit. Well, you'll hear. They explain it right
this here. Morning, the first criminal charges have been filed in connection with the tragic Robb Elementary School shooting in Texas more than 2 years ago. Former Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo taken into custody by law enforcement and charged with abandoning and endangering children. The arrest is in connection to Arredondo's role in the failed response to the mass shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you know what? I'm looking at the picture again. I just want to make sure. He may have just been wearing an orange polo. Maybe that's not a jumpsuit. It was orange. It looked to me like he was wearing a jumpsuit, but it could just be the shirt that he was wearing. But it's so crazy that he got arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. It's just you don't hear about stuff like that very often. You don't hear about, especially, they're not saying he killed anyone. It's a lack of action, right? He abandoned these children.
Yeah.
Which led to them being
danger.
Yeah, but it's just... I don't know
what the effect of, I mean, he deserves to go to jail. I believe that. He's in trouble. And all those cops who just stood there, playing poker on their phone, they should all be in trouble. But, it doesn't solve anything.
The police who were listening to orders, though, who were just taking orders in a situation like that, I mean, look, it's not great.
I
wish there was a hero.
You're just taking orders.
We're not already talking
about Nazis. I'm not allowed, as a U.S. Navy sailor, I was not allowed to take an unlawful order.
Okay, there you go.
That's all I needed to know. So if my captain said, kill him.
Okay, good point. That's all I needed then.
If my captain said, we're not doing anything, no, that ain't it. That's an unlawful order.
Okay, well, what about the guy? What school shooting was it where the guy, the resource officer, sat outside?
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up not getting in trouble.
I think that was Parkland. He was charged.
And they charged him, but he was acquitted, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder how, I wonder why they acquitted him. I do remember talk about it at the time, saying that you don't want to set this precedent that if the officer doesn't act, I'm just thinking, isn't that the precedent that we want, that we strive for, that the officer helps? There was that old Supreme Court trial, and they still reference it a lot, where the cops watched that person get stabbed on the subway, you know what I'm talking about, and didn't help that guy. They just stood there behind the closed door, went to the Supreme Court. Hey, these cops had a duty to protect me, and the Supreme Court said,
They don't have to.
And so I think that's still the precedent that we have, unless something's changed since then, because I'm not smart. You could tell me that I haven't been keeping up with my podcast. But I think that's still kind of where we're at. So if that's what the Supreme Court decided all those years ago, that the police don't have
DeShaney versus Winnebago.
Is that what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Steve on Twitch says. So I just
I'll go with it. I'll go with it. So the other day we were talking about dupe vacations, mm-hmm. how these are a popular thing. People say, oh, it's too expensive to go to Greece, so I'll go to that place in Florida.
Yeah, Tarpon Springs.
Tarpon Springs, right? And there's a whole list. This website came up with a list of, hey, these are cheaper destinations. This whole dupe thing has taken over social media, and these two guys have launched a website called Dupe. I think dupe.com. And this is what you do. Now, Laz and I are playing with it earlier a little bit. They started this whole thing for furniture, but they've moved on to a lot of other things, and it's growing. It's only been up for like a month or two. But because they started with furniture, I just did something. I went to Restoration Hardware. Okay. I don't know anything about furniture, so I just looked up something expensive. Found a couch that looked weird because it's like kind of two couches, and it was $13,000. I took that couch, and I went to this website and plugged it in, and then it gave me a list of a bunch of other couches that are similar for much cheaper. They do not sell knockoffs.
Okay,
that's the thing, like, hey, there's no knockoffs here. It's just a dupe is what they're calling it. And sure. I thought, I can't believe what a great idea this is and that no one's thought of this. With how big online retail is,
right.
There's all these daily deal sites that link you to other sites. But the idea of just, I'm going to put in this link and then you're going to show me similar things, that is brilliant.
2 months after launching, the site has more than 2 million users.
Why do you think dupe culture has become so popular?
It's interesting. We don't partner with any brand that infringes on trademarks. For us, duping is not about knockoffs. It's not about counterfeits. It's about getting a look.
If you want to buy something, if you haven't run it through tube.com, you're basically missing out. Like, you're missing out on hundreds of dollars.
So they get a small commission or whatever from each purchase that
I'm
goes
sure,
through their website.
Through.
Exactly. And yeah, there's a lot of websites that do that, like Brands Deals and stuff, where you go and it takes you to different websites. But this one is unique, I think, in the sense that they're saying, put in the thing you're looking for, and we'll show you the other things that are like it,
right.
that are similar, that are cheaper. What a great idea. Why don't we ever have great ideas like this, Snowcomb? We're always trying to get the cameras to work on Twitch,
mm-hmm.
messing around with OBS, whatever that means, trying to get the chat to work, trying to figure out how to use whatever that messaging service is, Discord. Hey, yep. Slim Fast, answer your Discord messages. I'm like, yeah, a lot of pics in there. Okay.
From you or to you?
Well, the ones that I send out, I'm like, I just, you get that feeling, you're like, I did bad in there, you know? And then you're like, I don't want to go back there. It's like the next day after
I've never even opened
a drink it. You haven't?
No.
Oh. Well, Snowcone, how often do you use it?
Discord?
Yeah.
I have it open every day.
Because that's how people try and message us a lot.
That's how our
Twitch
mods
right?
message each other and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know they've gotten after me before for not answering those messages, but mm-hmm. I go in there, I'm like, okay, there's different group chats. I just feel very old looking at it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of mad that I didn't learn about Twitch and Discord and all that stuff when it was new, that I was just a little too old to automatically be thrown into that world.
Well, there's a
sucks.
Link on the Twitch right now to the official COL Discord.
Yeah, so there you go. Check it out. And our Twitch is twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, right?
Yeah.
Or did we change that to .com? Nope. It's still .tv, right?
Yep, .tv.
So this Uber Eats driver in Phoenix, this is your feel-good story, Laszlo. An Uber Eats driver in Phoenix puts a little note on his food, on his delivery. So he's the delivery guy. He goes mm-hmm. to pick up the delivery, and he puts a little note in there, and he mentions that he is, it's a sweet little note, right? Mentioning that he is trying to make some extra money so that he can give his fiance the wedding she deserves, right? Mm-hmm. He just put that in there. Why would he put that in there? You know, just letting people know. I appreciate it. Maybe you think you get a better tip that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't exactly know. But somebody sees this. They go, this is the sweetest thing ever. Aww. Mm-hmm. So romantic. And what happens? People, of course, start giving him money.
No,
why don't we ever have these ideas for people to start
Thank
giving
you for
us money?
Your order. I'm driving on the side to give my fiance the wedding she deserves.
I never set out to leave those notes with the intention of somebody making a video about it.
I just felt really inspired to post it and see if my friends would be willing to donate or any followers that I had on there to donate.
We didn't really expect anything to come of this. And the fact that a stranger got our note and felt so compelled to post it on the internet and to advocate for two strangers is unbelievable.
I'll tell you what would make this a good story is if the woman who got the note and posted the video, if he slept with her Ooh. And it ruined the engagement, right?
Yeah,
now
but
that's
but
a story.
But they used the money for their marriage.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a story. But instead, it's about
how much
him.
Did he get?
And it, well, over 1,000. The article that I'm looking at is New York Post, and they don't have a live update, but people have agreed to pay for their wedding. Whenever I see something like this has gone viral and it's made it into the mainstream news, like the New York Post, I figure they've got to be making at least a few $1,000, right?
Well, can we give them
from that money? Sweet little note? You want to give them money?
Yeah.
Well, how does that story make you feel? Do you think that that guy was fishing for exactly this to happen?
No. I think he was fishing for a bigger tip.
A better tip. That's all?
Yeah, that's all. I think he thought, oh, if I say this instead of $5, people give me $7. Of course they will. And then it blew up and he just got lucky.
We need to think of something like that, guys. You know, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, people could go by Mitra-9.com.
Well, they could, absolutely.
That would help us.
Yeah, but if we could get something to go viral, you know, where people go, oh,
I don't know why we don't sell more of it. Mitra-9.com. It makes you feel better.
Right. Go home.
You take it in the morning, you get a go pack, you feel great.
Yeah. Use the promo code problematic.
Or you get a discount.
A big discount.
I don't understand the problem.
Yeah. I mean, look, my friends are buying it. Why aren't you?
Yeah, go buy it.
I thought we were friends.
Mitra-9.com.
I thought we were friends. I mean, you can buy whatever you want. Buy whatever you want.
I like a
there.
Go pack in the morning and a relax pack at night.
I like the M shots. What's it called? The M9, mm-hmm. M6. That's the Kava Kana or whatever. Those new things. You know, at nighttime.
They got a seltzer. Chris says he drinks a seltzer every day.
I know people who just order the seltzers and they say, come home, you know, instead of having a beer, I just sit down, have a seltzer.
And then,
I'm like, absolutely. Just make sure that you use that promo code. Problematic, right? Yeah. Hey, there's you know that water, liquid death, the lightly carbonated water.
Yeah, you know, I saw like that come stuff. Out, and it was expensive.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, it's branded well. Feels like it might do okay, and it was out for quite some time.
Yeah,
and I never really saw it.
Will
say, in the last 2 months, I've seen more people drinking that, like out at baseball games,
really?
Or out, you know, football games, whatever. I've seen more people. Out in the wild, drinking cans of that liquid death. And I don't know why, but...
Was it during COVID that we started seeing it? Because I did see it around.
For sale. I never saw anybody in the wild actually drinking one.
Okay.
And I've seen it a lot lately. So I don't know what they changed in their marketing, but it seems to have worked.
I know people who say they like it. I've heard that. It's like a more lightly... I drink a lot of carbonated water. From what I can tell, the ones that I tried, at least here at work, it's a more lightly carbonated, right? It's kind of like a Perrier. Is that what they call it? Something like that. But I know people who like it, and I've only, like I said, tried the ones that were here at work. So maybe there's different kinds. But now they've got this this new dust, okay? This death dust stuff. Now, you see these things where you take the pack...
By the way, Laura Ramirez says that if me and you finally get married... People will donate to our wedding.
That's
sure.
true. That's actually
if
true.
If we did finally get married and threw a party.
And our company would probably allow it.
Oh,
to pay for our wedding, right?
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't stop people donating. That's outside of work. Yeah, absolutely.
We should get married.
Well, this Liquid Death company, they've got one of these packs that
you
want
to get married? We already getting married to somebody else.
Well, it's it hasn't happened yet.
Can I jump in there?
Let's figure it out. Let's
block
figure it
you guys.
Should we three-way marry?
I don't think we can marry. I mean...
That's
I guess you and Brooke could be sister wives, and I could be the husband.
Oh, you could adopt me. You could adopt me, and then I'll marry Brooke.
I think that's weird.
You adopt me, I'll marry Brooke, and
well,
then she'll be your, your daughter-in-law. Your daughter-in-law.
Okay.
People do that all the time. So this Liquid Death company, they've got a new, one of these electrolyte packs that you put in your water or whatever. And they've got this commercial. I don't know if you guys have seen it with Ozzy. Have you seen this? And all I can think is...
Yeah, people are saying it worked for Woody Allen.
Exactly.
And I'm a Woody Allen fan.
They stayed together. Stayed together.
I always take his side in the argument.
I mean, that's actually... That's
I don't know what he did wrong.
That's different. I mean, that was a stepkid, right? This would just be your daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens.
And of age.
Yeah, I feel like
And
that
we've
happens.
Had sex before, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Ozzy Osbourne did a commercial for this stuff that Liquid Death put out, and
a lot.
Lazo, you know a lot about legal...
It's not going to be weird at all.
You know a lot about legal concerns.
I mean, I don't even know that would change.
When we want to talk about something on the air, there's been plenty of times where lawyers say, hey, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
This commercial with Ozzy, I kind of thought, I mean, look, I don't think Lakewood Death should get in trouble. Obviously, I'm not offended by it. But just listen to what Ozzy says about this stuff. Okay?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Death dust. Take it from me. Don't snort that stuff.
We weren't planning on snorting it.
Yeah, we're going to mix it with water and hydrate.
It's got electrolytes, which your body needs.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Whatever you do, don't try freebasing it.
Free what?
And never, ever inject it.
And how would we even...
And don't even think about boofing it, you little perverts.
Boof?
You know. Well, you stick it up your arm.
I love it.
I do too. And all I could
think
was,
product?
I just thought, good for them. It's this liquid death powder. What's it called?
Oh,
death,
okay.
Death dust, I think is what it's called. But all I could think was, man, if we tried to do
you
that,
should
our
take
lawyers
that
would
and
have
we'll
said
put
no
Mitra
way.
9 in front and
just,
back.
Just
Mitra 9 has become problematic.
Whatever you do.
He doesn't say anything about the product.
Don't boof it. Right.
Yeah.
Whatever, you little perverts. Whatever you do. Don't inject it. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought, wow, they've got Ozzy Osbourne
steal
up there saying, hey, don't do this.
We're about to get rich.
Yeah, baby.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. You guys,
look, I know you like Billy Joel and An Innocent Man. I got you a Billy Joel concert t-shirt. You, I don't ever you, see you wear.
You got me a Billy Joel concert ticket. My first Billy Joel show that I ever went to was as an adult. My brothers would go when I was young, but they, you know, I didn't have money to contribute, and they weren't inviting me. So the first time I saw him live was in Seattle. And we had not been in Seattle very long. Billy Joel was there like that night, the day of. I did not have tickets. And Laszlo said something about like, hey, you know, Billy Joel said, I'm like, don't remind me, you know?
Right.
And he goes, why don't you go? And I said, I don't know anybody who works for Billy Joel or whatever. So like 20 minutes later, Laszlo's like, hey, here you go.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, your tickets will be at will call. And I get there and these tickets are like on the side of the stage, right up front.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, this is the most emotional I've ever been at a concert. I couldn't believe I was seeing him live. This
I didn't
is a
go
guy
with you,
I grew
though.
Up. No, you didn't care. But you lie about this because I do recall someone at work that day talking a little trash on Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
And they compared him to someone. And you defended him, and you will never admit to this, but you defended him because you said, okay, well, he's not so-and-so. Billy Joel is a rock icon.
Yeah.
So-and-so is a piece of crap. And I was like, he just called Billy Joel a rock icon.
Yeah.
I know I've told this story a million times, but it makes me feel good. And then I got those tickets right up next to the stage,
I mean,
and
was,
I was like almost
was
in tears.
There was a lot to him, you
yeah.
know? Until
yeah.
he did, you know.
But you're mad that he kept making these albums. Like, he literally
yeah.
stopped. He
I know,
did exactly
but he
what you wanted.
He stopped right before.
Well, he tried.
I am an innocent man.
He stopped before Stormfront. He stopped before Stormfront. Then all of his money got stolen from him. He was trying to retire, realized he didn't have any money, so he had to come back out of retirement and make two albums.
The new song's good.
Yeah. It's a pretty good song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did exactly what
he wanted. I just watched the whole concert.
Yeah, look,
live
are you okay?
From Madison Square Garden.
This whole conversation was started because we were talking about the Neil Young lyric, it's better to burn out than fade away.
Yeah.
And I say that...
Why did that come up?
Because there was a thing this morning I was reading about John Lennon and Neil Young, and it was saying that at the time John Lennon didn't like that lyric. He thought that it was implying that it's better to just die young, you know, be great, die young, and then don't, you know, get older and become crappy.
Well,
and because there
was
a lot
true,
of punk rockers that were dying at the time.
But I think he was saying it's better to make like these, be hot, make these great albums,
yeah,
this great music, and don't be the band that just continues to make crappy records for 30 years and people hate you.
Yeah.
And you just slowly fade away. If you, you know, take that 2-3-4 album cycle, and when people start like, hey, this isn't good anymore, no one cares,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah.
Don't just keep going.
I saved the article here. I just found it.
Is that what
it
he was
says,
saying?
The lyric in question is when Young seemed to lay down his own blah, 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 and it's for the song here. My, my, hey, hey. It's better to burn out than fade away. We all know the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which Lennon perceived to be about self-destruction in a more nebulous sense as opposed to a creative blaze of glory, which is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Which he found particularly condemnable given the time of its release. As Lennon told Playboy in an interview in 1980, shortly before he was murdered, quote, I love all this punky stuff. It's pure. I'm not, however, crazy about the people who destroy themselves. So that's Lennon talking about, at the time, I'm trying to think who died. Sid Vicious, maybe? What year did Sid Vicious die?
No.
There were people that were definitely
around that.
Dying, right? It'd be around that time. When asked whether Young's line fell on the wrong side of this, Lennon replied, I hate it. That's a quote from Lennon. The Beatle went on to explain, quote, it's better to fade away like an old soldier than to burn out. I don't appreciate worship of dead Sid Vicious, there you go, or dead James Dean, or of dead John Wayne. It's the same thing. Making Sid Vicious a hero, Jim Morrison, it's garbage to me. I worship the people who survive. Gloria Swanson, Greta Garbo. They're saying John Wayne conquered cancer. He whipped it like a man. And that's the end of the quote there. Well, John Wayne died in 79, can hardly be considered a hero for his... So anyway, go on to read this thing. And what you were saying, Lazo, about what you how you interpret that song is exactly what Neil Young is saying.
It made sense to me.
That it's about being creative, a creative blaze of glory, that you have this moment of success.
Yeah, don't, once it's done, don't keep making those albums.
And do you think that's...
That people are like, God, they haven't made a good record in 30 years, right? And they keep making them? Don't do that.
Yeah, or I could also see it as, you know, it's better to have at least had that moment than to have never had it at all.
Yeah, but he said, I agree with that, but he says fade away at the end. So he's saying... Both of you have this skyrocketed career. One of you did four albums that everybody loves. One of you did four albums that everybody loves and then made seven more that sucked. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Right?
So here's his
quote. Don't be the oldest football player, you know, or the old baseball player hanging on. Instead of batting 320, now you're batting 180, and people are like, God, I wish it was not my team. That's all they're saying.
So it says Neil Young responded to this by saying, quote, "The rock and roll spirit is not survival. Of course, the people who play rock and roll should survive. But the essence of the rock and roll spirit to me is that it's better to burn out really bright than to sort of decay off into infinity. Yeah. Even though if you look at it in a mature way, you'll think, well, yes, you should decay off into infinity and keep going along. Rock and roll doesn't look that far ahead. Rock and roll is right now. What's happening right this second? Is it bright or is it dim because it's waiting for tomorrow? That's what people want to know, and that's what I say." So there you go. I don't know why I'm talking about John Lennon getting mad at Neil Young in 1980. What year was this? But anytime I see one of these things pop up, you know, hey, little factoid, did you know that John Lennon was mad at Neil Young? I think, oh, I'll ask Snow Cone, because Snow Cone's kind of our music history buff when it comes to the classic rock stuff. And you're a big Lennon fan too, right?
I am.
Is anyone here a big Neil Young fan?
I like Neil Young a lot.
I'm a big Neil Young fan.
I feel like even if you don't listen to Neil Young's album, say that you didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you still at least have to respect the guy? Like, don't you still think he's a rock and roll icon? Like what you said, you know, I mean, it's a little different, but
the influence he had.
Yeah, exactly. When you think about Pearl Jam and those bands. Man,
they all worship Neil Young.
It's Neil Young. Yeah. So even if you're like, I don't listen to those records, you might respect it more than you think. And he was still putting out albums when I was in elementary school. What was it? Well, Disco Ball or something? I liked that as a kid.
But he kept making albums and faded away.
That's true.
You know, it's interesting that that's the quote we're talking about, and he really has faded away. Because
he's continued to put out music. And
do them with one album, just computer noises. Okay, you're doing exactly what you said you probably shouldn't do.
But maybe it's all about attitude, because in that moment he's saying, no, right now I'm trying to burn bright.
Right, yeah.
We're just not,
we're just not burning.
Receiving it very well, yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
It's the weekend.
Yeah, right? My kid forgot baseball stuff, so I got to take it to him.
Oh, okay. Go take it to him. What kind of baseball stuff? His cleats, his bat?
Everything. It's all in the back of my car.
Do they have to wear jock straps?
Only if they catch.
Okay.
With a cup. Okay. Now they make underwear with cups in them.
Jock straps are only for the cups, right? That's the only thing a jock strap does?
Yeah, and also make you walk dainty in them.
Well, right. There was a kid in my gym class. We had to take showers in junior high, and he was the only kid. He always had a jock strap on. We didn't have to wear jock straps. I didn't understand why he was wearing a jock strap. And I was just wondering if there was another purpose for them other than the cup. We all had to wear them in sports, right? I'm sure you played a sport where you wore a cup, Snow Cone.
Not a cup, but I wore a jock strap.
Well, wait. Why would you wear a jock strap without a cup?
Sister's friends would dress you up in a
leotard. Yeah.
Why do you wear a jock strap without a cup?
It was like one practice, and I realized like I didn't have to wear it. So I only wore it like once, I think. It was uncomfortable.
But it is to hold a cup.
I never wore a cup.
We had to wear them in soccer. They were required. They did a little check.
I think we were supposed to, but we didn't. So I know I got one, and I put it on, and I was like, this is weird. I don't like this.
Yeah.
I had like one football practice, and then I never wore it.
We had to wear them in roller hockey, and we had to wear them in soccer. And I remember in soccer, they would check to see if you had your cup on. Now, Lazo will say that wasn't an actual thing.
Cup check.
They did. Yeah. Yeah. And you had to hit it. They had to hear that you had it.
Cup check.
Yep.
There you go.
So,
all right, are we done then?
We're done.
All right, good show, CF Bennett. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.